Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 74. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A man has been arrested in connection with aggravated arson and battery on a law enforcement officer that follows a Sunday afternoon house fire in South Central Emporia. Formal charges have been filed in Lyon County District Court against 40-year-old Jesus Henestroza Jr. after fire damaged a bedroom inside a house at 118 West Street in Emporia. Henestroza faces single counts of aggravated arson and interference with law enforcement, along with two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer. In Ness County, voters in USD 303 had to decide on a $24 million bond to address long-standing facility challenges and aging infrastructure in Ness City schools. According to unofficial results shared by the district, the bond measure failed by a wide margin, with 507 voting no and just 179 in favor. The school board is expected to revisit the issue in future meetings. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, kick off the weekend with Week 7 of UFL football as the D.C. Defenders take on the San Antonio Brahmas at 7. And Saturday is packed with more UFL action with the Michigan Panthers against the Arlington Renegades at noon, IndyCar racing from Indianapolis at 3:30, then Major League Baseball with the Cubs and Mets in primetime. Play ball! Fox Sports, Fox Kansas, Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
North Dakota is the 11th state in the U.S. with a measles outbreak, logging its first cases since 2011. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed measles cases count is now 935, more than triple the amount seen in all of 2024. In Kansas, there's a total of 46 across eight counties in the southwest part of the state. Gray County is up to 15 cases. A 35-year-old woman was in custody after a traffic stop in North Topeka led to a drug investigation yesterday afternoon. Around 2:45 yesterday afternoon, a Shawnee County Sheriff's canine unit conducted a traffic stop on a black Pontiac G6 near Northwest Independence and Central Avenues for an expired license plate. It was determined during the investigation that the driver had an expired driver's license and no insurance. It was also known that illegal narcotics were found as well. Amber Dawn Gillespie, 35, of Topeka, was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Jail. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it took 3 days' worth of debate in the Nebraska State Legislature, but the legislature did end up pushing through a bill that would lower the age in which Nebraska youth could be detained if committing a crime down to 11 years old. As the age drop was backed by Governor Jim Pillen pushing for the original bill that included a bill that was sponsored by Ralston State Senator Merv Reap, which did not fully make it out of committee, but however, was part of a larger package of bills through Legislative Bill 530. It was overall called a mega bill, according to the Nebraska Examiner, with different pieces of nine different pieces of legislation that went through the legislature's Judiciary Committee and was moved on to the full floor for debate, where lawmakers did end up advancing it with a unanimous support of 33-0, with 16 senators marking present or not voting. Opponents of the bill said that it would cost more to imprison the kids, saying that juveniles have the most chance for rehabilitation. Mid-America Network News.
Spring showers bring huge savings at Rusty and Ford. The deals are pouring in. Take advantage of employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all 2024 and most 2025 vehicles. Yep, you heard it right. You pay what we pay. That means discounts as high as $14,000. Wash away high payments and soak up these deals while they last with this special from Ford. From America, for America. Employee pricing across our lineup of trucks and SUVs. Your dream vehicle is waiting at Rusty Egg Ford. But just like a spring storm, these deals won't last long.
You don't want to miss these savings, Ford. Come see us at Rusty Egg Ford, where the deals are absolutely unbeatable.
Visit Rusty Egg Ford or online at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, 66,040, MSRP, 52,040, see dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners discussed finance options for proposed jail improvements with fund advisors at last week's meeting. They discussed a lease purchase option and possible sales tax. More information regarding both options will be presented. The board will continue to assess finances and work through the upcoming budget preparation process to see what funds are available to go toward the project before making a final decision. Agency on Aging will be receiving 100% of requested operational funds of some $170,000, but will only be getting $29,000 for administrative funds, which is short $40,000 from the amount requested. The Agency on Aging is offering free rides throughout the month of May for Marshall County residents. To qualify for free rides, you must schedule at least a day in advance by calling the Agency on Aging office. Unanimous approval was granted to accept the low bid for a new grader at $383,000, plus a trade-in value of $135,000. The Health Department Community Baby Shower recently hosted 11 vendors and 16 mothers. This was held in conjunction with the National Drug Take It Back Day, where they collected 116 pounds of unused and outdated prescription drugs. The department will be doing their outreach clinics at the schools in May and are planning community outreach clinics in Marshall County this summer.
And then we're going to get out in the community in, I think it's July, is when we'll, July and August, we'll get back out and do community rounds.
When we go out to the communities, we provide immunizations, and we bring all of our immunizations along with us, whether it be for babies or for adults. We will bring that along with us, and then we will do blood pressures. Megan, our one of our nurses here, she does toenails, but those are on a different day. She goes around to each town in every 2 months. That is by appointment. Right. So if anybody's interested in that, give us a call.
Kansas Department of Transportation released bids in April for statewide projects, including a bridge on West Washington Street in Hanover over the Little Blue River. The $585,000 bridge replacement project went to Claver Construction of Wichita. Gage County Board of Supervisors, during law enforcement committee meetings, discussed public concerns with a new jail proposal, noting comments heard about holding federal prisoners who might stay in the community after release. At last week's supervisor meeting, the Multi-County Information and Programming Service representatives appeared before the board to discuss the revaluation process for homes in Gage County. The law requires properties are inspected no less frequently than once every 6 years. River Valley Extension District is offering safe tractor and machinery operation training this Saturday, May 10th at Bruna Implement in Washington. For details, contact the Extension office. Your News on Your Time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Fridays at our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Rita Bargman, age 97, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rita Bargman. Ralph J. Cook, age 79, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Graveside service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery north of Axtell. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. With the Axtellander funeral, I'm in charge of arrangements for Ralph Cook.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then rain showers may continue early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still more sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then staying mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 73. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 51. And the record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:26. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22.
Hoping for a better variety of songbirds at your feeder this year? A few tips are on the way from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 7th, the 127th day of the year. Football legend Johnny Unitas was born on this day, and the American Medical Association was founded in 1847. Songbirds have been returning to backyard feeders in most parts of the country, and here are a few tips on using fruit to attract them. Robins, cardinals, and blue jays always appreciate apple halves. You don't even need a feeder, just nail them to a tree stump or perch. You can attract orioles and red-headed woodpeckers with oranges. Bananas make a good lunch for Tennessee warblers and summer tanagers. And while fruit flies are also a good snack for many birds, you don't want them near your house. Place your treats accordingly. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard bird feeding online. Just visit almanac.com.
It's time for another Second Saturday in Seneca. Come join the fun on Saturday, May 10th in the shade at 5th and Main for an evening of live music and community fun. From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., enjoy the smooth, heartfelt sounds of Daniel Christian, bringing his signature style in the heart of downtown Seneca. Bring a chair, bring a friend, and soak in the small town charm. It's free, it's local, and it's where you want to be. Seneca Second Saturdays.
If you can dream it, you can do it. Congratulations to the Axtell High Class of 2025. From Western National Bank, Axtell and Hometown Lumber, B&D Buildings, Axtell Car Wash, Erie Bus and Construction, and Moonlight Restoration. Commencement exercises Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Axtell Gymnasium. And a salute to the seniors, Emma Bergman, Eli Brockstrom, Blaise Bussing, Rylan Bussing, Dalton Heinen, Audrey Kostel, Brandon Schmelsley, Gavin Shaughnessy, Kieran Smith, Kylie Smith, and Malia Stahlbaumer. Congratulations, class of 2025 of Axtell High School. From Axtell Truss, Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, Little Joe's Service, Eagle HVAC, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Zapp Brothers Petroleum wants to take this time to congratulate all the area graduating classes of 2025. Believe in yourself and you can turn your dreams into reality. Best of luck in the future. From Zapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Family Fair congratulates the 2025 Fall City and Sacred Heart graduating seniors. These young men and women are ready to open the door to careers and further education. Good luck, graduates. From Family Fair in Fall City, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs have announced that they've officially signed their 2025 first-round draft pick, being the offensive tackle Josh Simmons. As Simmons has been inked in for a new four-year deal that's worth more than $14.6 million that has been fully guaranteed. He is an alumni coming out of Ohio State University and is expected, according to the Chiefs, to be a vital piece of their offense for the upcoming 2025 and 26 season, saying that the main focus is to help protect quarterback Patrick Mahomes during his blind spot times. According to the reports, he had only allowed one sack during his time at Ohio State University. According to the reports, Simmons has been limited when it comes to the Chiefs' rookie mini camp as he has had an injury. However, will be competing with Jalen Moore for the starting left tackle spot after signing Moore for a two-year $30 million contract back in March. According to the Chiefs, they say that that issue was one of the main priorities that they want to focus on going into the new season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Coming to First Council Casino in Newkirk, Friday, May 23rd, Tracy Byrd. Live and in concert, one night only, Tracy Byrd.
Country and I like it that way.
Tickets are on sale now at 7plans.com or the Players Club. Don't miss Tracy Byrd. Friday, May 23rd at First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Kansas State University says they are excited after their Climate Resilient Cereals Innovation Lab will be able to continue their work after federal funding has been reinstated as of earlier this month. As KSNC News reports, according to Kansas State University, they say the lab was part of the Feed the Future Innovations Lab that opened back in 2013. However, the university did announce the lab would be closing as of April 12th, following the cuts that happened at the federal level from the Department of Government Efficiency. The lab did, however, make the announcement as of the end of last week that they would continue their work after the College of Agriculture and Director of Kansas State Research and Extension thanked U.S. Senator Jerry Moran on the efforts in supporting and ensuring the continuation of the important research at Kansas State University. Back in 2023, the Climate Resilient Innovations Lab did receive more than $22 million from the U.S. Agency for Internal Development, or the USAID, with an overall ceiling of spending of near $37 million. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Tension in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to tensioncorp.com for the careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities and apply today with Tension Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer. Tires aren't all the same and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
Celebrate National Physical Fitness and Sports Month by getting outside and gardening. As a gardener, you know digging, pruning, and planting strengthens your muscles and improves flexibility. It also improves your mood and reduces stress. And now there's additional research that shows what we experience when we are viewing or in nature does make a difference in our health and well-being. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scientists have been studying the link between green space and levels of depression, anxiety, and stress. They found a strong correlation between green space and illnesses in a community. The more green space, the lower the level of disease in a community. Consider joining a community garden. You'll not only enjoy the physical activity and produce, but the company other gardeners provide. Researchers found that social isolation and loneliness were more detrimental to your health than smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
When the Civil War ended, there were still many unsettled scores, of course. Towns along the border with North and South were especially prone to violence between individuals supporting one side or the other. That was the case here in Springfield, Missouri. And the tensions would have deadly results. It's next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV.
and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Springfield, Missouri was a supply depot for the Union Army and an attractive target for the Confederacy to capture during the Civil War. John Sellers, executive director of the History Museum on the Square in Springfield, Missouri, shares the story of a man who had become nationally famous.
Wabbel Hickok had come here in 1863 with the military. He was a scout and worked as a civilian with the Union Army.
At that time, Hickok was not the well-known name he is today.
City Springfield was at that time on the very fringes of the Old West. It was quite a contentious place as far as its citizenry. It was pretty well evenly divided between Confederate and Union sympathizers.
When the Civil War ended in 1865, sympathizers from both sides began moving to Springfield. The population of the city swelled, and tensions were still high.
Hickok was here. He had made a friendship with a Confederate civilian who had a similar job to his on the other side, a man named Davis Tutt. The Tutt family had come here from Fort Smith.
The friendship didn't last, though.
They had some sort of a falling out over gambling debt or something else. Tutt decided he was going to ruin Hickok financially.
That falling out was the first in a string of events that would result in a showdown here on the city square in downtown Springfield. The confrontation would be one of the tales that propelled Hickok into the national spotlight. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
For an alternative crop, put in some chestnut trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It isn't a quick process, but once they get going, it's profitable as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Chestnuts are a valuable nut crop that are in such high demand, we need more people to grow them. The trees thrive in fertile, well-drained, and slightly acidic soil. Depending on the soil type, they can be an excellent crop for land designated as highly erodible. There are several varieties of chestnuts. It takes 6 to 8 years for a tree to start bearing commercial quantities of nuts, but with proper orchard management during that time, you will be rewarded for your patience with good profit potential. Selling wholesale can bring about $2 to $2.50 per pound. Selling directly to consumers or on the internet can double or triple that amount. Mike Gold is the interim director of the Center for Agroforestry at the University of Missouri. He says chestnut production starts slow, but then the trees go gangbusters.
About the sixth year, and I'm talking about from graft, you start to see, let's say, 5 pounds per tree. But by the time you get to age 10, you're seeing 25 pounds per tree. By the time you get to age 12, you're seeing 40 pounds per tree. If everything is done well, they just go like crazy in terms of increasing the size of the crown and the yield.
He says startup costs for a chestnut grove are about $3,100 per acre. While you're waiting for the trees to start producing, take advantage of intercropping opportunities to recoup that cost.
So you can grow corn, you can grow wheat, You can grow soybeans. You can grow other kinds of vegetables. And as long as you space your tree rows where you can put equipment down there, there's no reason why you can't utilize that ground and get almost a full return on another crop.
Learn more about growing chestnut trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Proverbs 27:23 tells us to mind our herds and flocks. Today, that means watching your bank account. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Are you getting hit with recurring charges in your account for apps you no longer use? Maybe you signed up for a free trial period that lasted a few weeks. Then the provider began charging you a dollar or two a month, or maybe five. Do that a few times and the money you're losing adds up quickly. And what about streaming subscriptions? You could be paying $10 to nearly $100 a month for something you're not even using. The FaithFi app can help you track where your money is going so you can cut what you don't need. These days, you have to save wherever you can, and canceling recurring charges is a great place to start. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Cattle producers choose a unified policy stance. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
These are real producers across our country that represent a lot of different segments of the livestock industry to say, hey, us as cattle producers, these are the things we really need, and we really need them now.
That's Billings, Montana cattleman Turk Stovall summing up the recent Common Ground Summit in Denver, organized by the Livestock Marketing Association. Barb Downey from Wamego, Kansas, was among the 40 attendees.
I'm pleasantly surprised that we are setting aside differences and moving forward on actionable items, that we are identifying things we agree on and that we can work towards together.
Among the issues, ag-friendly tax policy, access to labor, support for young and emerging producers, and sustainability. Nebraska rancher Greg Ibaugh is a former USDA undersecretary.
Bringing together members of different organizations that sometimes diverge on policy opinions and trying to find some uniformity, I think, will help us be more effective in Washington, D.C.
And back to Stovall, who also moderated the summit.
As land goes out of production, as producers don't come back to the farms, at what point do we wake up in the morning and we find out we can't feed our country? And it becomes a national security issue.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for a mechanic to maintain and repair the auto fleet, over-the-road trucks, and forklifts. Duties would include engine inspection, mechanical, and electric component maintenance, routine maintenance work, salaries based on experience and qualification, opportunities for advancement. A full benefit package is available and includes profit sharing, paid time off, paid holidays, comprehensive insurance, 401k, and more. Successful candidates must have good attendance, attention to detail, communication skills, and provide total customer satisfaction. To apply, visit Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the agricultural community is step number one when it comes to making sure that we have healthy food for consumers across the nation with ongoing health rates. After the partnership between the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., made their tour to different universities around the Mid-America region, focusing on the agricultural community and how much of an asset they will be with the ongoing step to make food healthy again in the nation.
See, the commitment that Texas A&M has made to nutrition, of orienting all of the agricultural research over that initial commitment to providing better nutrition to the American people. We had, when I was a boy, we had the best food in the world. We were regarded as the healthiest people in the world. Today, we're the sickest. We have the highest chronic disease burden. When I was a 10-year-old boy and my uncle was president, 3% of Americans had chronic disease, and we spent zero on chronic disease when my uncle was president. Today, 60% of Americans have chronic disease, and we spend about $1.7 trillion, most of it treating chronic disease, my department. It's a huge part of our economy. The cost of managing chronic disease is growing 2% every year greater than the growth of our economy. It is unsustainable. It's existential. 74% of American kids cannot qualify for military service.
That again, RFK Jr., the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. They continue to work on the Farm Bill, SNAP nutritional programs, and other programs making food healthy again. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey y'all, I'm Haley Jo Hall with 4T Ag Insurance of Stephenville, Texas. At 4T Ag, we know farming and ranching is more than just a job. It's a way of life, and we're proud to protect it, offering coverage nationwide. As farmers and ranchers ourselves, we understand the unique needs you face daily and what it takes to care for your livestock, tend to your crops, bale your hay, haul your cattle, maintain your equipment, and protect your investments while keeping your operation profitable. So like your friends and neighbors did, give us a call, 817-559-5770, or visit us online at 4TAginsurance.com.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
Are you looking for that farm fresh meat that you can trust? KCK Farms has you covered. From the pasture to the porch, we ship high quality beef, pork, chicken, and lamb straight to your doorstep. It's real food from real farmers, the way it should be. KCK Farms.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Keep an eye on livestock that get their drinking water from a pond. Shallow watering holes can become death traps if they get stuck in the mud. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Keep an eye on your livestock around farm ponds, especially if you haven't had much rain. Ponds have very low water levels thanks to last year's dry weather, and livestock wandering in too far to get a drink can become mired belly deep in sticky mud and unable to get themselves out. You hear stories of lucky animals that were rescued after hours of muscle, rope, chains, tractors, and backhoes. Others were stuck for too long before anyone noticed. Retired Iowa State University Extension beef specialist Joe Sellers says he was building a fence on his pasture when a neighbor's horse decided to take a dip in the pond.
That horse apparently just came running full speed and dove right into the pond and got in all the way up to its shoulders in mud. Well, we couldn't get it out, of course. They had to go and get a skid steer with a track to dig all the way around it to get it out. I think it's okay now. And that's an extreme example, but, you know, and I think you and I couldn't get buried as deep as that horse got, but it got buried really deep. And it was just lucky I saw it. But it could happen to cows all the time, too, getting in that mud.
Once rescued, animals are weak from the ordeal and recovery may take some time. It's best to call your veterinarian to check them over. In the meantime, see what you can do to prevent this from happening again. Brian Peterson with the Iowa Forage and Grassland Council recommends this improvement.
Could be an ideal time to install a limited access area using some geofabric and rock and limit where they can go, but so they can get in there. Producers that have used them, they've worked very well. It's a safety thing and it's an environmental thing. It's just a good practice.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about livestock and muddy ponds at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you're in need of medicated feed, contact Bob Lindquist with your VFD, and they'll custom order your needs. Again, they've added the ADM line of feed at After Hours Feed Supply. Contact Bob Lindquist at Blue Rapids, 268-0578.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. All producers need fuel for their implements, making it a required expense. K-State Extension farm economist Greg Ibendahl says farmers can coordinate when they buy this resource with low prices in the fuel cycle to help reduce costs. He shares last year's diesel and gas prices.
The price of diesel is probably tied pretty closely to the price of oil, so there is a pretty high correlation. It's not the only factor, but it is one of the major ones. So last year, about this time or so, diesel prices were probably in the $70 range. They have since declined now. They're in the $60 range. So that's a good sign that diesel prices may be more moderate this year than they were last year. Gas is probably even more closely tied to the oil price, so the gasoline prices are certainly lower than they were, too. Gas is a little unusual, though, compared to the other fuel like diesel fuel, because gas follows a definite seasonality. You always see higher prices, almost without exception, almost always from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and then it tends to decline during the wintertime. Diesel has a little bit of seasonality, but it tends to be more in the spring and fall. Really, if farmers are buying fuel on an as-needed basis, they're probably buying at the peak of seasonality for diesel.
Ibendahl discusses what affects fuel markets.
One of the main factors besides the price of oil would be our refinery capacity in the U.S. So we're very constrained with our refinery capacity. And refineries do have a little bit of capability of adjusting back from gas and diesel. Not all of it, but certainly to some degree. So what we usually see happen is probably more of an emphasis on getting the gas demand out there. That's why we see the correlation between the oil price and gas price a little stronger than we do on the diesel side. So there are times, actually, that diesel kind of gets the short shift, and when our diesel supply really is kind of low to what it is historically. What that means is the price premium between gas and diesel can vary during at certain times of the year. Normally, it's probably maybe in the 40 to 50 cent range, but at times it can go up higher. It has been up high as above a dollar. At times, it has been a low as maybe 5 or 10 cents like it was last summer.
He provides an outlook for the rest of 2025.
We have seen that price premium kind of peak in the wintertime, and then actually it tends to go away or become very small, maybe close to the summertime, and then once the summer midpoint has been reached, it starts to go back up again. So that's why I'm really seeing diesel prices probably decline between now and summertime, especially with the oil price being low. But then I start to see that price premium, if it follows the last couple of years, it will probably start to get bigger again. So I am kind of seeing like a mid-year increase in diesel prices.
That was K-State Extension farm economist Greg Ibendahl on strategically purchasing fuel. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we move through a Wednesday today, middle of the week. Still mostly lower in the livestock, mixed in the grains is how we're cruising through the day today as we get closer to the wrap-up of trading for a Wednesday today. Corn market pretty steady, not a lot of movement after the open today as May corn is still down 3.25 cents at 444 and a quarter. The July corn down 3.75 cents at 451 and 3/4 of a cent. We do have some green in a lot of those later futures. In the wheat market, same story here. May is off the board at 524 and 3/4. July KC wheat down 6.5 at 531 and 0.5 cents. In the oats market, we are mixed right now with May off at 368 and 3/4. The July oats down 1.5 cents at 344 even. Later futures are in the green there. Soybeans, they're making a lingering right now, trying to stay in the positive. May is down 1.75 cents at 1033 even a bushel. The July's down 0.75 cents at 1042. And the soybean meal for May, they're in the green, 260 at 288.70. And the July meal up 290 at 295 and 90 cents. Soybean oil for May down 71 cents in the red at 47.27. The July down 78 cents in the red at 47 and 57 cents. In the canola market, we have some green here. July's up $4 at 6.97 and 70 cents. May's off the board at 6.81.30. And the cotton market, mostly lower numbers here. A lot of red. July cotton down 48 cents at 67.35. The May is again off the board at 71.94. Looking at your U.S. dollar index for the day today, we have some green on the board here. June index up 35 cents at 99.40. September index up 32 cents at $99 even. The euro sitting at 113 right now, and the Japanese yen is at 69 cents. 30-year bonds, we'll go there today. Is the June is slightly in the green, up by almost a quarter of a point at 115.11. And the 10-year notes slightly in the green at 111.14.
Over 60 years of experience in the seed business, folks. That's Kaufman Seeds.
3923 is a soybean variety with reliable performance across all of Kansas. 3923 is a medium tall plant type which has the ability to excel in narrow row spacing. It's adaptable to both dry land and irrigated acres and is STS herbicide tolerant.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock Auctions have helped farmers and ranchers like you sell cattle. If you're looking to get the highest profit out of your cattle and a hassle-free sell, the name you need to know is Troy Shaw with Double T Livestock. With 466,000 head of cattle sold, Troy knows exactly what you need to do to get the most out of your operation. Call Troy today at 620-491-3312, whether you have a couple head of cattle or a few thousand head of cattle to sell. You can also stop by Double T Livestock at 805 East D Avenue in Kingman, Kansas to watch your cattle sell. Double T Livestock.
Don't fight the hassle and the high pressure of big city car dealers. At Twin Rivers in Beatrice, you get big city selection with small town service. Discover your perfect new or used Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. Enjoy a relaxed buying experience, transparent pricing, and a team that treats you like family. Financing options always available. Browse their inventory online at twinriv.com or visit West Court Street in Beatrice for Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Investors spent the morning trying to make up some of yesterday's losses. The Dow Jones headed into the midday up by 200 points. The NASDAQ composite, though, was lower by 0.4%. The S&P was wavering between positive and negative. Cleared for liftoff. The Federal Aviation Administration has given Elon Musk SpaceX Corporation approval for a five-fold increase in the number of rockets it can launch from South Texas every year, about two dozen all told. A literal whopper of a lawsuit is moving forward. The suit accuses Burger King of misleading hungry Americans with advertising that shows burgers bigger than the real thing. Burger King says the ads may look better, but the ingredients are the same. Your Netflix home screen is about to change. For example, the streaming service is moving its navigation bar from the side of the screen to the top. In the past, other services have taken their cue from what Netflix is doing with its appearance. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Blue Valley Door Company congratulates the graduating class of 2025. Good luck, seniors in the future. From all of us at Blue Valley Door Company and Beatrice, service and install all types of garage doors and openers, seamless gruttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential, garage doors and openers. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge encourages the graduating class from Beatrice High School to continue their education. The climb up the corporate ladder is not an easy one. Take pride in your accomplishments and good luck, graduates. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.